feelings. Welcome to Feel Feelings with Danny and George, the show that talks about feelings and the things that make you feel them.
We are recording. George, what's going on?
Hey. So the episode that you'll hear next week.
Yeah, we already know you get healthy by next week.
Yeah. Luckily, we did this out of time, but somewhere along that trip of 24 hours, I seemed to be sick. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to spend time with our fabulous guest, Dan. Who is our guest today?
Cecily Alexandria, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's me.
I am so excited to have you back because it's for such a specific reason. Your album came out.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it came out. It's out there in the world.
But yeah, how's it feel?
It feels like I did something.
Hell so. Yeah.
I mean, you definitely did something. It's great. There was a couple weeks there where there was the please don't post about it kind of moratorium that you had on it, where it was like,
yes.
I just want to tell people how good this is. Like, I can't even tell them it exists, and I just want to tell them how good it is.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate that. Yeah, I did it months ago, and now it's out, and I feel like I accomplished something, and we'll see. I mean, I guess I did accomplish something, so I guess we don't have to see if I accomplished something, but
you did it.
Yeah. Let's see what it actually is. Nah. well, for the listener, give the quick synopsis, name, where they can find it, all that stuff. And then we'll talk more about it after. I will make sure that part's out there.
Yeah. So the name is I Love You, I Hope I Don't Die. And my name is Cecily Alexandria. So those are the things.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
And you can find it on you can find it on Amazon, Tidal, Apple, Bandcamp, and a bunch of random things that I just clicked to be like, yeah. Send it there too.
Yeah, probably on Deezer also.
Oh, yes, Deezer.
The only reason I know what that is putting out Wasted Robot Record.
Yeah. It's, kudos for you for using Tidal. I have a lot of friends that try to push Tidal very, very hard because it is, you get the most amount of money to support the artists by listening through Tidal. However, I believe there are 12 people that use Tidal. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging those 12 people, three of which are my friends. Yeah.
Tidal is in that weird place where, like, it's the best case scenario for the people who put stuff on the internet for people to listen to. And it's the best quality. It's comparable pricing. And everybody's just like, nah.
No, that's okay.
I don't support the arts.
Yeah.
But it's incredible, and it's a huge accomplishment, and you need to be commended for it to come together and write an entire thing that is comedy, but including your experience. It's not just a thing. It's something that I hope you're incredibly proud of, because I can say from the other end, it is incredibly humbling and cool to watch colleagues and friends and people get to do the dream and have an album.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was nice, George.
I'm sick, so I can't be sarcastic.
Yeah, we're losing a little bit of regular George here to the tea in his hand.
it's in my Moog keyboard cup that I got.
Moog mug,
or Moog mug, whatever you prefer.
Whatever. Yeah, I really enjoyed the way you structured the special, where it was like, here's the jokes, but then here's just an incredibly well-crafted, well-told, interesting story that is also very funny. That is like, you know, before you did that part, it was like, all right, so this is good and worth it. And then you get to that part and it's like, oh no, this is amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Do you take compliments well?
Clearly this is
I mean, I can stop you.
I'm just
you know me regularly. This doesn't come out of my mouth very often.
Right. Yeah, I'm really great at taking compliments. I'm just,
you know,
not good.
I've always said that about you. You are like the best compliment taker.
I'm glad this is not video, because I would just be like looking very like, I guess I believe what you're saying.
Hey, it's better than what's currently happening, which is me looking at myself getting paler.
Yeah, you are the only one on video today, and that's just a weird mishap because my computer is not working that allows me to do video. So it's just,
and
you know, me and Cecily just hanging out on these icons and in sick George up here.
I just
didn't turn it on because that's how it started, and now it's weird to not.
Yeah, so. No, absolutely, leave it off. I mean that. And it's you know, this, I'm leaving my camera on purely out of safety.
Yeah, we need to be able to see if something happens.
Yeah, yeah. If I do keel over,
if anything,
give you the old like one finger and then I run.
you
guys
know
will know.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, you don't have to announce it in this way.
Instead of hearing the low pitter patter of someone running up basement stairs.
Oh, it's already gross, even suggestion of it potentially happening.
It's going to be a
hooray.
Good day.
Should
I'm
we
excited.
Jump into some lightning round stuff?
Let's do the lightning round based off of nothing and no, there's no IP involved. Inside
Kerchoo?
Out. Kerchoo.
We may or may not have a drop that comes next week, but I might put it in this week. We'll see. Time is a flat circle. So, Cecily, for you and for the listener, the way we do the lightning round, we go through the six basic emotions, sadness, joy, anger, disgust, fear, and surprise, and we ask you one at a time, each of them, and you just have to give your quick answer. Whatever first thought comes to mind, it could be, you know, a quick story, a quick word association, whatever, and then the ones that jump out to us of the six, we'll ask you more about after we're done doing all six of them.
Okay. Nothing about my life is quick, but I will do my best.
Fair.
We appreciate
That's all we ask.
All you can do.
So let's start with disgust. What makes you feel disgust?
Compliments.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, so hard. I would say mean people. People who are just being mean on purpose, like nothing with the other person. There's no reason for the interaction, and you're just being mean to them for no reason.
All right. What makes you feel surprised?
When I get money.
I don't know where it came from, but there's a couple dollar bills on my dresser in my bedroom, and I'm stoked on it. I'm very cool with finding an extra $20.
Yeah,
just in my, I love it. So surprising. Not questioning it. That's my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else's would it be?
The dogs.
He's out there earning at night.
He's earning it.
What makes you feel anger?
See,
I thought this would be the easy one for you.
I told you I wasn't quick with anything. Let's go with mostly human beings.
I like that. It leaves right. room for a small collective.
What makes you feel sadness?
I think death or loss.
All right. What makes you feel joy?
Being an auntie.
Cool.
Okay. And the last one is, what makes you feel fear?
Death.
I'm gonna be honest, I think that was last week's or a couple weeks ago too.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Trying to keep track of when things came out, but I believe that was the answers on last week's episode. So.
Great.
But let's jump into the joy one here. Yeah. Talk about being an auntie.
Yeah. I have a nephew and niece who are 11. They're cousins.
Okay.
They're like 8 months apart.
I was gonna say twins or like. Yeah.
No, just 8 months apart. So
the complicated life if they were twins.
It's a long labor.
Yeah, no, I mean,
different
they're
families.
Cousins. They're cousins. So.
Still, you know, I don't know how it works.
Oh wow! Do we need to have this?
Yeah, should we backtrack real quick? Because
yeah. I went to a public school that taught abstinence only sex education. Mm-hmm. This was derived by the government. They were like, yeah, Connecticut, just tell them not to.
Yeah, shut it down. We don't need more of these.
And I'm sure it worked.
I would love it if that was the basis for abstinence only versus any other form, or it was just like, you know what? Yeah, Texas, we've had enough of them. Abstinence only there.
I got in trouble because I bought a shirt off of, it wasn't E-Bombs World, but it was like a online Spencer's thing. I forget the name of it. And it said abstinence, 99.99% effective. And then it just had a picture of the Virgin Mary holding Christ. And I thought that was very funny.
That is
I remember. I was at Hershey Park. And we were there for a week. We would go camp in like the Hershey area and then kind of bounce around Hershey Park for some of the week and see what else is around for the rest of it. But we happened to be there at the same time as this kind of religious festival that was like bands were playing at the arena and there was all these other kind of related events happening around town. And all of the t-shirts were that, but like unironically. Like there was like my favorite was piercing saved my life and it was just like Jesus. Stigmata hands. It was like
I used to collect like roadside gas station preaching shirts. My favorite one of all time was like, it was the MySpace logo, so this had to have been like 2006, and it said Jesus has reserved MySpace in heaven.
Oh, huh? Wow.
It's really good.
Neat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not even a pun on the company. It's just, you know, these words just have other meanings.
They could have been sued for using the MySpace logo if they sought them out hard enough. But auntie, so what does what does being like, it's something I will never get to achieve. What entails being an auntie?
So for me, I don't get to see them as often because they live in another state. But
keep it secret. I like it.
Yeah.
Keep mm-hmm. protect their just safety.
In the deep state.
Oh, no. but we often like have fun together. Like we play, go to like the fun things that kids would enjoy, like the children's museums, and when they're up here, like Crayola Land or
cool,
you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
But they, a part of it is being able to see life a little bit differently and how like a lot of things are exciting that I don't find that much excitement on my own from it. But when someone else, especially a child, is excited about it, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Would you describe it as sort of being a little symbiotic? Is like you're getting this like hit of childlike joy because you are around children experiencing joy. And is it more of a reverie of it? Like, you're like, oh, I remember when I used to do that. Or is it just like, I haven't felt this in forever. This is awesome.
I think it's a little bit of both. Cool. I don't have a lot of memories of like having that kind of joy, but I do have a few. And then I am trying to get back to essentially some of that joy for myself. Mm-hmm. So when I get to like experience it with them, it's like, oh, okay, this is what it feels like.
I mean, I get to see my nieces and my nephew semi-regularly now. I just started working one day a week in the school where my oldest niece and my nephew go.
Oh.
And like they're at least all there at the same time for like the pickup time. Mm-hmm. And my nephew's hitting that like kind of phase where everything is just wacky. Where like my infant niece was like playing with like his foot and he's like, she just loves shoes. It's amazing. And then he just laughed for like 20 minutes. It was like, all right, kid.
Real observational humorist, that one.
Yeah, the way my brother explained it to me, because this was happening in the car prior to me getting to see it, was he had taken his shoes and just given them up. He's like, she just loves them. And he took them off and laid them in her lap. And I was like, okay. All right. Everything is very extreme at that age, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the best. See, I don't have any nieces or nephews. It's starting to happen with, I mean, like cousins.
Yeah, right? You're getting some on the other side.
I mean, I'm getting them with Sean Elms.
Oh, yes.
that's where I get my nephews from. but no, like a lot of like friends, siblings, people that have lived with, it's like I get to be this. I take pride in being the, like, he's the uncle. He's not really our uncle, but he's around. Character, yeah. of that kid's life, and that's very fun. And my favorite bit, and they love it, is when I treat them like an adult, where I'm just like,
oh,
hi, how's
it's
it going?
The best.
Yeah, like you don't baby talk, you're just like, so how's school?
Yeah.
You don't have school. Okay. Respect. I just watched.
I've been doing that with my dog lately. So what were you doing today?
See, that's I don't even go that far with my dog. I walk in and I do not acknowledge him, and then I eventually, after 5 minutes, I would look over and his whole body is shaking because he's just like, I have a lot of feelings.
I have so much to tell you.
Yeah. It's wow. Like, dude, I know. Every time the doorbell rings, I get the notification. I know what's happening. Yeah. Okay. So I like Auntie. For you, I like the finding the joy again aspect of it. That must be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about,
hold on, I want to tell you a current event happened to me today. I was at the school helping film a new video of like a new like welcome to the school video, which I'm just saying that, so if anybody out there is listening, yes, I do corporate dumb bullshit videos also. Please hire me. I like doing these jobs. But I was there doing that job today, and it comes lunchtime, and my niece is there, and my mom is the boss, and she goes, hey, do you want to come to lunch with your uncle and I? And my niece just goes, no. And then looks like at her. Me, smiles, and goes back to lunch with like everybody else. And like she knew what she was doing. And she knew she was doing it to be upsetting. And I was like, this can't happen already. We can't be here already.
Oh, I love kid. That.
But yeah. I also I kind of appreciated it. I was like, thank you for being an independent human being and not making the choices people expect of you. But also,
right.
Have lunch with me.
Come on. I'm That's cool.
Oh, yes, I would like to tell you, I also have a smaller nephew. He's 5. So there's like the 11-year-olds and the 5-year-old. So there's...
Make sure you give him a shout out. I'm sure they're listening.
are they the same family? Do you get like 11-year-old influence on a 5-year-old? Because I would love to know what that's like.
The girl is 11 and the boy is 5. And then the cousin, my other nephew... is 11. So, but they all live, they live a, around the corner from each other. So it's kind of a dual, not really, but kind of. But yeah, if they're, if they do listen to this in like 20 years, if it's still available, then
yeah, if you're listening now, shut it off.
The so. Optimism of
you'll understand when you're older.
the optimism of thinking the grid is not going to collapse and we'll all be fighting in the water wars.
No,
right,
the
now.
Grid will be down, but this will be up. This will be the last remaining form of currency.
I was revisiting a couple albums. Complete side tangent, but there's a album by one of my favorite artists. His name is Frank Turner, and he wrote a song about a fictional moment of after the Challenger exploded, that Krista McAuliffe sent off one last communication, and it was received on a ham radio by like a 7-year-old operator of listening to the ham radio, and it's like, whoa, what a deep thing. And like, yeah, I could see that as a cultural touchstone of being the last thing surviving on the grid. Not this.
You don't think this is important?
I think it's important for me. I think this show helps me every week put my emotions in check and hearing people without telling me that it's all going to be okay and we're all feeling the same sort of feelings. But no, this is not going to save humanity, Dan.
Well, speaking of humanity,
Death?
Cecily's anger answer was human being. So I kind of want to know more the opposite. That what are the human being things that don't kind of draw the ire? Like what's the good?
Dan.
I know. This wasn't going to be easy. This? You knew that coming in.
The good in humanity. Dog videos.
Like how your idea of humanity. Right, you know, somebody
has to post them. That's fair.
Yeah. Exactly. The people who post the dog videos are.
I can stay.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to those people otherwise, but yeah. As long as they're putting the videos up.
No, I think. Like general kindness, trying not to like I was saying, be mean, and people who are mean and stuff are very frustrating to me. So people who are trying to be kind and understanding.
You know, the weird thought I had recently kind of on that subject is that people always kind of talk about how like childhood innocence and like that's like they're just so kind and all, but they're not. Like kids are mean and selfish inherently, that like you have to kind of teach kindness. So like kindness is not this kind of youthful free spirit kind of thing. Kindness is a learned adult emotion. So like when I see people being kind, it's often perceived as kind of immature, but really it's a sign of actual growth and consideration and like trying to do nice. Because mean is easy. You have to try at nice.
I get what you're saying. I think there is a little bit of both, and then to your point, there's that cultivation of it. So I think there's a little bit of mean and a little bit of nice, and then in kindness, and then cultivating more kindness as you grow.
Yeah. I mean, like nobody wants to share.
Yeah. I actually, this person stayed with us for a week for. They were like in town for a music camp or whatever. And they were in college. And she was like 20. She was talking to the other 20-year-old. And she was like, I don't mind sharing, but you have to have your own. Like, that's the total, that's conflicting.
I can ideas. Find logic in that of like, if I know you have your own somewhere, I know you're not going to take mine and I'll happily let you hold it. But I don't think that's what was meant.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It sounds as if she doesn't like sharing.
Yeah. She doesn't like sharing, but she wants it to sound like she
So you know it's better to share, is right. what you're saying. So the logic we're saying here is that you know what you're doing is wrong. Just wanted to make sure you knew that.
As long as we're starting from the same place. We can proceed accordingly as long as I know we're starting on the same line.
What a right. I don't mean to be offensive, but thing of just like, you're about to be super offensive.
Yeah. I'm not a jerk, but I am a jerk.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So yeah. What were you saying? Sorry.
To whom?
I don't know who was talking.
For once, it's not me, baby.
Yeah, it was just a weird thing. I mean, I think it comes from like working in schools that like, I don't think I've ever had to like tell a kid, no, like now is the time to be mean and selfish, but I always have to tell a kid like now is the time to be nice.
Okay.
Well, I guess I don't think there are very many places where you need to be selfish, except of the Water Wars, which are coming up soon. And thank you again for listening. I know this is the only thing you can get from the shortwave radio emitting from the buoys in the what was formerly New York City Bay. It is now emanating from the Empire State Building, which is only about 50 feet tall.
Yeah, when our stronghold comes down, I'm sure they'll replace it with something better. But for now,
can't wait for this to be replaced by like fucking the Shane Gillis show or something.
They tried.
They tried.
So
man,
let's talk about surprise money.
Surprise money.
Yeah, surprise money though.
Is there like a common source of surprise money? Like, how do you get surprise money?
Well, that's what makes it surprise. Like, you don't, like, you're not expecting it. It's like getting, I mean, usually it's my own money, like George is saying earlier, like,
oh, like a laundry day
been
pocket
in my pocket. Mm. Yeah, and now I see it, or I don't know, on the floor or something. I don't know. Just that
that's great.
Forgetting that I was supposed to get paid for something and then
that just happened.
Yeah.
I just got paid for Ghosted.
Oh yeah.
I got paid, and I gotta say, I was like, it's so fun. I won't disclose the amount because the entire night was very fun. And the fact that there was a green room and comp food and drinks is insane to me.
They treated us so nicely.
So nicely. And I had to like keep on reminding them. I was like, you know, this isn't for Patton Oswalt, right? Like, he's downstairs. Yeah. Like, we booked Logan Mallon.
No offense.
All the offense. I like that kid. I like his hyperactivity. However, roll it back, bud. I mean that with love. But no, like I get to do what I love, and I kind of get to be treated a little fun, especially for that show. Like, get treated like, oh yeah, I've like, by no means do I accept it as I've earned this, but it's nice to play pretend. And then to even get paid afterwards and then come back to work and tell people that, like, yeah, I got a paid gig the other day, and they ask how much it was, and you can watch the shock of their face. Be like, you're excited?
Yeah,
about that? I was like, yeah, I got free wine.
Something?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the first time where, like, I'm accepting of the balance of stuff versus actual money.
Yeah.
Like, we could have asked for so much more and they would have happily given it to us.
Yeah. I think there's, when someone says like, oh, is it really worth it? Yeah. And I don't mean it as it's worth it for the experience, because pay me. But also, yeah. there is a really fun beauty in getting to experience a green room and not letting that be lost. You know, like when I do get to hang out in a green room, or I do get to like mingle at a bar after hours, or I do get to like, you know, just be around the people that I support and support me, it's an amazing thing that you can't get lost on, or else you're just going to take it for granted. The fact that like I get paid, I got paid a little bit of money and got dinner paid for and a couple glasses of wine and got to hang out with my friends is amazing. Yeah. And for me, that's finding money, because I didn't expect to get anything.
Oh man, any one of those shows, like dive bar, no audience shows, where they're like, oh, what's your Venmo? I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, where's sure it coming you can from? Afford it?
I remember being on tour when I was a musician, and I offered to help pay for groceries for a person that was putting us up in their house overnight, just out of the kindness of their heart. And it took a lot for them to accept that money. And the only reason why they did is because I told them, like, don't worry, I have a job when I get home. I didn't quit my job to go on this run. Here's $10. And they were like, you really don't have to do that. Like, we're doing this for you guys. And it's like, yeah, but you're letting us stay at your house. Let me at least buy the 6-pack of eggs so you can cook us food in the morning. Amazing people. Amazing people. But like, I'll never forget that. Like, his reaction to like, no, please. You are working hard on your dream, and this is something I can do for you. It's free money. Like, that's a free experience and a free kindness.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
It's kindness and surprise.
Yeah.
And like, I know part of it is me making myself feel better about things, but like, I don't ever remember how much money I made at anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the thing and like what I did and how I felt pretty much. I could, if you ask me about any show specific, like I'd probably tell you something about every show I've ever done, because there haven't been that many, but like, I couldn't tell you how much money they paid, and like, ultimately it doesn't matter. It's nice. It's cool. But like, it doesn't really affect the experience.
Yeah. The only show I do remember exactly how much I got paid was Maria Bamford. I just really wanted to like shout out that I got to open for Maria Bamford once.
I had lunch with her one time. That was cool.
Yeah. So
she's too nice.
She is very, very nice. But yeah, otherwise I don't. It's usually not. It's more of the experience of what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think I would have a harder time guessing right whether I got paid or not on most shows that I was on. Like, I don't know. They might have.
Right.
Now, you want to spin the wheel and see what we're doing in the second half? Because I need to go investigate the harrowing cat noises coming from just outside my window.
Cat noises.
I will spin the wheel and tell you what we're doing, and then we'll be right back so I can go do that.
Fantastic.
And we got daring.
Right. We'll talk some daring stuff once we get back from these short messages. Yeah,
daring, like my potential cat rescue. Be right
cat
back.
Cat rescue.
Hey, I'm Danny.
I'm John.
We host Blanket and Covers, the show where we cover the covers.
Have you ever thought about trying to find every single version of Angel of the Morning or Careless Whispers?
That's an us thing, I think.
Yeah. If that's something that you think you would be into, I think you should definitely check out our show. We think that by listening to every version of a song that has ever been done, can like gain something new.
Yeah, each week we do a deep dive through a band's catalog or one specific song. Season one is out there now. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, Danny here with plugs. You can check out Cecily and her new album at cecilyalexandria.com, spelled just like you see it in the episode title. The album is called I Love You, I Hope I Don't Die. I was there at the recording. It is an absolutely fantastic album. If you can see the video, I definitely recommend that. It was such a perfect setting. The album is available to stream anywhere you stream anything, and it is just really worth your time. It's a great album. George and I are at Feel Feelings Pod on all the places. And just a reminder to all the people who may not have caught on, George is getting married this weekend. Now, if you have a chance, reach out, give him some pre-congratulations and some best wishes. And while you're doing that, if you could like, share, rate, review, let everybody know how much you're enjoying the show. That does a lot for us, and we always like to hear about it. And that is it for the week. Back to the show.
We're back.
The cats are fine.
Cats are fine.
At least they're not in my yard, and they have gone quiet. So I'm hoping that either my presence startled them out of fighting each other, or, you know, they just went their separate ways before I got there. Either way, the cat noises seem to have subsided. We're back. We're good to go. Are you ready to find out what daring means to Cecily?
I dare.
Oh.
All right, Cecily. It's on you now. What makes you feel daring?
Okay, so in this few seconds of thinking about it.
Good cover.
Well done.
I feel like I'm in a place of daring in my life. 'Cause like I'm 40 now.
Happy birthday.
And I dare to, thank you. I dare to live. no, but I like am trying to kind of create more of that joy that I was talking about earlier. Mm. And I'm doing like gymnastics and aerials.
Very cool.
And stuff like that. I got to travel 5 countries earlier this year.
Oh wow.
It was for my 40th, but prior to like months prior to. But I did a Central America
good.
Tour.
You didn't do like the stereotypical white ones. You're like, I saw Canada, England, Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go to France. Canada to like check off a box. I haven't
never
left the country
anywhere?
And I just want to be like,
really?
I did it. A step foot in Canada, come back. I've done a lot of America, but I haven't left. I've done a lot of kind of driving around the country travel, and it's great, but you realize very quickly that everybody's different just means that, like, some of them have a field and some of them are in a city, but they're all the same people. It's very boring.
Do you have a passport?
I do. I think it just expired, though, because I was not paying attention to it.
But why'd you get it?
I got it because when my cousin was turning 18 and my uncle was like, I want to take him to Canada and go drink. And you guys are already 21. So instead of making him wait till 21, we're going to go. And then time
good
comes
uncle.
And he's just like, never mind.
So you spent $119 on a passport
to then
get it expired.
I mean, it takes like a decade for it to expire. Like I had plenty of chances and that money feels like nothing spread out over that time.
Yeah,
it's not like I do something more productive.
We're very
with
different
it.
People. I do like to say that, like, anything over $75 is change my life money.
I mean, if I had had that $119 over the last 10 years, it would have been gone on something stupid anyway. So why not be a passport? Like, I used it as an ID a couple times. Like, it's fine. I flew across the country with that as my ID because it was easier than using my license. Like,
a brief story that we may have discussed a little bit, but just to share about international travel. I had to hang out at JFK for 5 hours a couple weeks ago to get my global entry interview.
I don't remember if that came up on the show or not. Or is about to. It might be
It's about to. It's just I had to go. Casey really wanted me to do a thing for a honeymoon. It's called Global Entry. So I can like cut the line essentially and they just know. It's like pre-check. Yeah. But for international travel. And I missed the appointment, so I had to drive to JFK and beg them. And I just kept on getting online in the hopes that someone had canceled their appointment.
Did it work out?
It did. I am now able to traverse the country. And any other countries for that matter that allow Americans in them. I'm
so
basically...
they actually interviewed you.
Yep.
And wow.
Yep. They. I thought I was not going to happen because it is the government, and the government likes appointments. A government meeting is appointment only.
Yeah, I was just going through that today. I have to re-up some of my clearances for my job, and the one requires fingerprints. And I was like, all right, I'll just do walk-in so I can go today. And then they were like, at the very end of it, was like, we don't allow walk-ins. I was like, then why was there a box for it? I checked the box and went all the way through to the end before you were like, nah-uh.
Wow.
So that one's going to be late. I might miss a couple days of work because
but
dragged
daring.
My feet. Whatever.
Yeah, daring. Going to these countries, what compelled you to do that? Like, what was there a driving force to be more daring in your life?
Well, I've wanted the main reason for the Central America trip is I wanted to go on this trip years ago, and there was an age group because it's like I was doing solo traveling with a group, and so the age group was 18 to 39, and I was 39, so I was like, I gotta go now. And
I like the idea that if you missed it, like you had to be postponed because of COVID, they were just like, and now you run it.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to be here, so now you're the counselor.
And you're actually have to in charge.
Wrangle these 18 year olds on a trip.
Listen, yeah, that was also my mistake because I really just didn't think that there would be that many 18. Young people, and there were a lot of 18 to like 23 year olds on that trip from like the UK and Europe, because they do that, like that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I've had American friends, like friends I went to college with, that'll do it for Italy and Ireland and stuff. But you know, I forget what company they went through, but it was you know, they said it was mostly Europeans with like 5 or 6 Americans sputtered about. Yeah.
There was just two Americans, me and this other dude who ended up burning his arms at a natural hot spring.
Ooh.
There's so much that happened on the trip. Anyway, the daring part is
you're just gonna breeze past that?
He was fine.
This man straight up Survivor Season 1 into a hot spring.
He's like a goofy type person. Like just.
Oh, it's going to be so funny. I don't have skin on my arms.
Remember how I had arms? I don't anymore.
So,
the man
like
cannonballed
people...
into the dip from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Jesus Christ.
Most people would like, if they went to see how hot it was, they would just like dip a toe or dip a finger. But instead, he was like, I was just thinking, because they had the sign up like how hot it was, and it said like maybe 10 degrees under what is consider burning like flesh. And he was like, I just thought, like, what does that feel like? And then he just kept it in and then realized that he actually burned his like both arms. Like, I don't even know what he was doing. Anyway,
they let this person with such poor impulse control travel internationally.
Yeah,
this is why they interview for global entry. This is why
apparently
I have to sit across a fucking like customs agent.
Definitely would not pass global entry.
My customs agent that did my interview looked like the Punisher. He had a bulletproof vest and a Blue Lives Matter shirt on. He was like, "Yeah, you seem all right." And I was like, "I waited 5 hours for you to check my vibe
for a guess.
check this kid's vibe. He has no forearms."
Right.
So upset.
Cool hair.
He dared.
Yeah.
He dared.
But the reason why I went to go on this trip was because I got to slide down a volcano. Like, cool. Not a currently active one, but
like a crazy slide at an amusement park kind of slide?
Like a sled, but it's like black ash. You're just sliding down. It's rock. It's like very fine sand something. I don't know.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing it on a giant tortoise shell and that you've emerged from a pipe from the dormant volcano. Journey to the center of the earth style.
Yeah.
And then careened down a volcano.
And
they welcomed you as a god because Dagu actually went farther enough down in time that you went back in time. And
this
now
is a great story.
And you emerged from a cenote in the Central American.
This is, living in the land of the lost.
It is living in the land of the lost.
I forgot about that.
I had that tune in my head when I started singing it, but that wasn't it by the end. I don't remember how it goes.
It's about that. I'd say so.
It's not that much different, right?
Yeah, it's
is that just a tuneless song?
No, it's just freeform jazz. That's incredible. That's an incredible experience.
Now, we can't talk daring and not talk about your budding gymnastics career, because you're doing stuff on a regular basis that I wouldn't have dared to do when my body was pliable. Like,
your body was a pliable?
Pliable? Bendable?
Pliable.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Okay, your body is acai.
It's a pliable, yes.
Yep.
Super
You're
fruit.
Full of antioxidants.
Yeah, good for you. My body is good for you.
Has
or
been
was.
Doing anything for anybody?
My body was good for you.
Hallucinating on NyQuil.
No
right
longer.
Now.
Is that what comes in fiance tea?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, fiance.
Thank you. I'm married now.
Not yet,
but by next week's episode that we've pre-recorded, I'll be married.
Yeah, by the episode that we've already recorded, that you know, there's a couple drops on that one that I'm gonna have to take out because they're not accurate anymore.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But whatever, they're still there. Next week is the end of the fiance drop.
That's what you think. I'm getting
Thank
divorced.
Goodness.
Oh no.
That would be nuts if by the time that episode comes out, you're already divorced.
Guys, some stuff has happened.
Enough time
you would
to
definitely
still have
be
gone
feeling
through it.
Feelings then.
Oh, yeah. No, the show would be over. Yeah. There's no way I'm talking about that with comedians. Having a conversation like that with Alex Yang, are you insane? Alex Yang, my dearest friend, but the Jimmy Fallon of my friend group, just so supportive and goofy. No.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
so you
tell
dare
me about
gymnastics.
This gymnastics thing.
Yeah,
is this a thing you've always done and just started to post recently, or is this like an adult hobby?
So when I, first of all, it is not a career.
I mean, it's on the internet and it gets views. Views equal money. Yeah. It's a career.
Okay, cool. I did gymnastics when I was a young child, and then I quit because, you know, like,
you couldn't go to Sochi.
Yeah, that was also the Winter Olympics.
Yep, they do gymnastics. Ice gymnastics. Have you guys tried NyQuil?
Really recommend it.
But then I quit. I've always kept my, what's it called? A cartwheel. So I've always been able to do a cartwheel, even though I quit gymnastics.
I've never been able to do a cartwheel.
I've never seen you do a cartwheel. Do one now.
What?
I still have to turn the... Are you talking to Cecily?
Yeah. You don't have to turn your camera on, but do a cartwheel now.
Whee! No, she did it!
I'm 40 years old. I have to warm up to do a cartwheel.
Do a couple of the little inch spins on the arm, and you'll be fine.
That's how I stretch out before the pit.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Like, I can't figure in my brain the way to distribute my weight to go through a full cartwheel.
Yeah.
Like, I can get halfway, and then I fall. And then when I'm like, all right, if I start halfway and I can figure out how to finish it, I'm like, all right, cool. And no matter how many times I work out each step, it just never comes all the way together.
How often are you working out these steps?
It's probably been a good decade.
It's he treats this as a skill that he works at every day.
Every day.
What do you call that? A discipline. This is a discipline for him.
But it's like,
yeah, I just see you doing it.
It is in the way that, like, there's never been a thing when I'm outside where I'm like, I can make that jump, but I've never tried to jump from anywhere to anywhere. And that's kind of what a cartwheel working it out is for me at this point. If, like,
all right, so you're just, like, thinking about it.
I should be able to do it. And, like, it's the thing now, because I work with a bunch of, like, little kids who are in gymnastics, and I watch them do it, no sweat, no fear, no nothing. And I'm like, well, if they can do it, like, that kid can't walk down the steps, but they can do a cartwheel. Like, I should be able to do a cartwheel.
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting how you're like, I've been working on this for so long in my head.
I think about it all the time. I have worked on it enough that I can still work on it emotionally. I'm not emotionally past it.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I started doing adult gymnastics like 2 years ago, and I've just been progressing very little, but I go often. And then I started making videos, so like my TikTok is mostly gymnastics and aerials videos, so I don't even know that I'm a comedian anymore. Like,
I wonder how many people were like, wait, that gymnast put out an album?
Right.
I would love to hear a music album of gymnasts just like, just silence and thuds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, no, I love how you've dared to do that. I love that that's like your big daring thing from like rekindling. Again, we're talking about finding things from your youth to find joy in and reap the benefits of. It sounds like you're doing it in a similar capacity with gymnastics.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
So we're all just chasing the same dragon, huh?
Yeah. Although for me, aside from this perpetual cartwheel dream, anything I'm doing as an adult,
he's got more dreams.
Is nothing I'm doing now is anything I ever thought I'd be doing when I was a kid.
Sure.
So right. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm like daring to achieve these great dreams. It's just like, oh, I'm kind of doing a neat thing. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I just listened to a thing, and this is now part of George being a sports person. But there was like a quote, I think it was Deion Sanders.
A new development.
It's a new development. George is into sports now. But I think there was like a Deion Sanders quote that's like, if your dreams aren't big enough, then you don't have good enough dreams, or something along those lines, where it's like, they need to be worth, like, if they need to be as big as they could possibly be. And if they're not, they're not dreams worth having. Like, aim for them. And then when you do wind up
really good at quotables.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just a coach in college, which is fun. That must.
I mean,
be
he's
fun.
Also a like amazing athlete, yeah. Hall of Famer.
He does a commercial every once in a while.
Yeah, he's a two-sport athlete who was an all-star in both, Hall of Famer in one. You know, he's not nobody.
And he's quotable, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, quotable, or you gotta have a good name, like Dick Butkus, rest in peace. But, you know, like, it's these dream things where it's like, shoot for the moon. If you miss, at least you'll land in the stars.
I hate that, because that's not even accurate. If you're shooting for the moon... Unless you overshoot, I guess, then
yeah, you gotta way miss.
No, see, what you're forgetting,
you gotta light years miss.
Space, yeah. No, space does not exist in the way that we. I'm talking cartoon space, where you can like pinball ricochet off of five pointed stars.
Yes, and Animaniacs kind
of
space. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You're looking at Starry Night, but not in like the concept of a Starry Night in the 2D painting. Yeah. Like, they're all just there. They're all just right in that same spot.
Right, yeah.
One time I got too high at a Forest Hills Stadium in Queens, and I was in the bleachers, if any of you guys have been there. And you looked down, and there's all people on the general admission floor. And I went, wow, they're so small. And I just, like, my depth perception was off, where I was just like, if I leaned forward, all these tiny, tiny people would catch me. And that's not how that works.
Did you lean forward? Because
nope,
are you talking to a ghost?
No, this was so when I imbibe, when I imbibe in such activities, I don't move. I go nonverbal, and then I get in my head, and then I get scaled. So Boy Genius was terrifying that night.
So want to hear my new favorite Deion Sanders quote?
Yes.
And it'll be more of a paraphrasing, and then we'll see how people online feel. Because honestly, it does kind of tie into what we're talking about with being daring. Deion Sanders recently had a couple toes amputated from some illness, infection. And people were asking him, like, how do you stay, like, up? Because he's a very kind of boisterous dude constantly, anytime you see him in public. And he's like, if I took the time to be like, why me for the bad stuff, then... I'd also have to kind of do the why me for the positive. So like why me is just a waste of a sentence, because stuff happens. It's just, you know, the good stuff happens, the bad stuff happens. You got to keep going either way. And I was like, this guy gets it. This is
then,
pretty
and
cool.
And then he turned to leave the press conference and fell
and
down.
Fell over. But let's see what people online feel. All right, our first one through. What makes you feel daring? A big bottle of Jose Cuervo Silver.
That is, oh yeah, I know who this is.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I'm not gonna call him out, but he did this show in a blackout once.
Yeah, I don't think he remembers his one appearance.
He does not.
He's been here twice. The only reason he knows that he's been on the show is he did it once before that.
Yeah, man, I'd love to have you like come back and do the show, and I'll have to be like, listen, person who's not going to be named, Sean.
He did a great job in the blackout. We found out later that he didn't remember.
Yeah, what a great fun text message, and he's fine. He's just, he likes to enjoy himself. So he's out of control, but he's not uncontrollable.
The gift that he shared of this bottle of Cuervo, it appears to be of the Coors Light variety of when you freeze it changes colors.
Oh, if the mountains are blue.
Yeah, this one is like, if the dragon turns purple, then like you're ready to go. I'm like, all right.
Cool.
If my tequila has a purple dragon, I'm already ready to go.
Yeah, I would just wander around with like a can of what do you call that stuff, like CO2,
spray
just
paint,
constantly
you're
chilling it. Yeah, well, that too. That's always how I party. But no, like just walk around with a can of CO2 and be like, look, it changes color. Wait, come back. Look.
It like an old man.
Color. Yeah. Oh man. I was a big fan of mood rings as a kid.
Mine always said it was black.
Because you're goth as fuck, dude.
A misery.
What else do we got here?
Let's see. Being black in America.
Agreed.
I can totally speak to that.
Yep. I got invited to do a show a couple nights ago. And the way they pitched it to me was like, yeah, I do a show for black and Latinx comedians. And I was like, good, I'll fit in great at your show.
Thanks for asking.
He's like, no, we bring in one token white dude. And I was like, okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Cecily was responsible last time you were put through that.
Yeah, if I am anything, I am the white dude.
Yes. Yeah.
What some people would call the problem. what else we got?
Let's see. A haircut.
Again, cannot relate.
Yeah, I don't know what stage we're talking about. Is this like pre-haircut, like you're daring to go make a change in your life, or like the haircut kind of gives you that new confidence? I kind of agree on both sides of it.
Yeah, I like a fresh haircut. Feels like, you know, like you're just ready to meet the world, and then you go outside and you're find more humans. But yeah,
I've gotten so many compliments on my most recent haircut, but it might be the worst haircut I've ever had in my adult life. But it required me to put more product in my hair to make it not look constantly awful. So, like, I have a styled head of hair now, and people are like, what a great haircut. You should go back to those people. And I'm like, I will never go back to those people. At one point, the lady was like, all right, so I'm just going to need to do your other ear, and I think you'll be all set. And then she did the same ear that she had already done and called it a day. This was after she asked me more than halfway through the haircut which way I want to wear my hair. I was like, I thought you were just trimming it up and then you were gonna like cut it to specification after you kind of got it even. And she was just like, no, I don't care what you want your hair to look like. I'm gonna cut it lopsided and a little more forward than you would ever wear it. And you know, when you tell me the opposite, I'm just gonna quit.
I worked at a restaurant in the South, and one of the waitresses was also a hairdresser, and I had hair at the time and needed a haircut. And I was like, well, you know, you're in the business and we work together, so sure, I will support you in your efforts for a second career. And she did a haircut so bad that I was sent home from work.
What?
I'm a bald man, and like my lineup on the back of my neck was like sloped for plumbing. Like it was so off angle that they said you cannot go up to people and say, hi, my name is George, welcome to Fats Cafe, can I get you a sweet tea, maybe a Pepsi product.
You should be able to look however you want at Fats Cafe.
Nope. The home of fried bread, where they just gave you poppy seed rolls that you put in a deep fryer and then brought them out with honey butter.
Ooh.
Spelt phonetically, by the way.
So you want to know my person I worked with who cuts hair story?
Absolutely.
So I was working at a Fridays, and this girl was going through kind of whatever beauty school. Is that beauty school? Cutting hair?
Did she move to Franklin, North Carolina?
Yeah, cosmetology, school. Whatever. Yeah.
Aesthetician.
She was going through that and working her way through at Fridays, and she was like, I need people to come to be kind of, you know, my dummies, basically. And I was like, I'm a dummy. Perfect. And
create a long life, a dummy.
Yeah. I'll do anything. I am a dummy. And she was struggling with some sort of cut, and she asked for help, and the instructor comes over and is also having incredible difficulty explaining how to do it, so eventually gives up trying to explain it, takes the scissors herself, and the instructor is the one who cut my ear. Like, okay. Thank you for this experience. Haircut was kind of good though by the end, when they worked it out, stopped the bleeding. It was a nice haircut.
I once fucked up my hair so bad that I had to be, because I was doing it because I didn't have any money and I was in high school, because I was kind of living by myself my senior year of high school. So I just did it with like my beard buzzer and went too close. So they sent me, my aunt gave me like $20, and she was like,
go to the place that you used to get your haircut, which was like in our family friend's basement. And we had never discussed politics because I was 15.
Yeah, why would you?
And she was like, oh, we can probably fix this. And she cut it like almost shaved on the sides with a little thing. It was like long before the Premier League haircut was in. But it was like a fade from bald to like a little bit of hair up here. Like she had to do a lot of saving. And she went, there you go. You know, it looks good. You look like a young Ollie North. And that's when I found out that she was like
celebrity.
Yeah, that's when I found out that she was awful politically.
Yeah. She had a crush on Ollie North.
Yeah. I said, well, is he one of the good guys? And she was like, yeah.
are we sure that she was not on the right side of things and just didn't want to get into it? Because yeah, feels like I don't want to tell you how much of a monster this guy I just compared to you.
I don't know. I remember a lot of people they were one of the few lawns with Bush signs out on their front lawn. And I was like, really? Really? Even at 15.
At my house,
I'm
had a Bush.
Yeah. And if you ask friend of the show and fellow member of the Waste Robot Network, Luke Roberge, we used to play a fun game called Jump in the Bush in the front of his house. And we would jump off of his porch into the bush.
Oh my God.
That's how you play Jump in the Bush.
You know, at no point did I think it was going to be more than the title.
Yeah. there's a probably to this day a George sized hole in that bush. He has since moved, but I don't think they've removed the bush.
That's probably part of the sale. They were like, see here, you can fit a human in this bush.
Yeah, see, look at that. You can fit one, two humans in that bush.
Yeah, simultaneously.
Oh, man.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
Listening to Annie Up.
What is Annie Up?
Annie Up? M.O.P.?
I don't know this.
Hi, fellas.
I always just assumed that this was a song written for when football players need to run out of a tunnel.
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
It is that kind of song where, like, I've had it on a few playlists. Not this one, the original. I wanted to play the Busta part because Busta Rhymes rules. But like the not remix version, it's just like Annie Up over and over and over. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. I'm in. Let's go. I used to do sports. It helped to have that kind of vibe get you going.
I will never forget having your friend who you did sports with in high school. And you just both looked back fondly on, like, remember when you'd get like a concussion and everything would just go black for a little bit?
Yeah.
Childhood.
Yeah, the fact that both of us have jobs where we're required to think and do it mostly well, it's like, I don't know how that happened for either of
us. Incredible. They were bonding over, like, remember when everything would like go dark for a little bit?
Well, we were more bonding over the fact that adults let us do that to ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we told them and they went, yeah, okay, go back in there.
Hey, everything on the left side of my body is numb. Okay, hit them with your right.
Yeah, lead with your right side then. And it'll come back. I'm only barely exaggerating.
What was
that? No, I believe it.
I just saw some clip that it was like, if you hit someone on the head hard enough, they'll get superpowers. I've read comic books.
All right, we got a couple left here.
Okay.
I thought this said darling initially, and now I'm less interested.
Thanks so much.
No. Cool.
Appreciate
I mean, honestly,
your...
I feel like we should do that one. What makes you feel darling?
Darling.
it's not quite a feeling, but it's a descriptor.
I'm going to write my best frock
and bonnet.
You should get
a southern person.
Yeah. I mean, darling. I feel like the southern version of darling is like, you're kind of being a jerk, but I'm going to be sweet about it.
Yeah.
Aren't you a darling?
It's a bitch. Oh,
okay, darling.
Bless your heart.
And then we got one last one here. The enemy showed up.
Oh,
and, you know, not his best work, but I actually appreciate this one. It's a it's kind of a deeper reference, but we're me and the enemy are of a similar age, so I feel like this might be where it comes from. When I'm with my buds, being dashing, courageous, and caring, and if it doesn't immediately jump out to you what we're referring to, this is the Care Bear.
Oh.
I wasn't sure which. I was like, is it Power Rangers? Because I didn't watch that.
Wait, no. It's not Care Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears. Gummy Bears.
I Googled it.
I just started watching it on Disney Plus, I think it is. It's got...
Why did you say that like a pirate?
I don't know.
I think it's on Disney Plus, it is. Yarr.
That is how I talk most of the time.
It's not even September 19th, International. Talk like a pirate day. Guys, I think I'm dying. We need to wrap this up.
Well, let's play it out with the Gummy Bears theme song, because that song is a straight
fantastic,
classic
Cecily,
television theme song.
Thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations
on the
album.
Thanks for having me.
You created an amazing piece of work, and I so appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Play the Gummy Bear song.
Caring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share.
Feel Feelings is a Wasted Robot production. Editing done by Dan Getz. Music by George Bruderman. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FeelFeelingsPod, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/FeelFeelings. If you're ever feeling any heavy emotions and feel like there's nowhere to turn to, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or to any of the resources in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.
We're such a professional show!